Now we have our first news stories, which include how Build-A-Bear became hard to bear, and a health boss is urged to answer pressing questions. But first, a church is in a planning row.
A City Hall saga 2 years in the making has ended with enforcement action against a church for building an extension in the wrong place. Council officers will take the action as the extension at Beauthorpe Road Methodist Church has been built closer to neighbours' homes than allowed. An investigation was triggered last year after neighbours noticed the distance between the church hall and its boundary was wrong. Officers from City Hall found the originally approved site layout plan had been drawn incorrectly. So, at its greatest point, the hall was being built 4.5 metres closer to the northern boundary with the homes than it should have been. Councillors have unanimously ordered enforcement action.
Families living in an area where a teenager was shot last month have called for CCTV to be installed and for greater police presence on their streets. More than 80 people gathered in the Fat Percy in Adelaide Street to form a plan to reclaim their neighbourhood following problems with drug taking and dealing in the area. The meeting comes after a 19-year-old from London was shot in the park between Adelaide Street and West End Street. The teenager was taken to Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, where he underwent treatment. During a heated discussion, householders told police officers they regularly saw people taking drugs in the park where the shooting took place, often found discarded needles in their gardens, and knew about drug deals happening on a daily basis. In response to calls for a greater police presence in the neighbourhood, officers reassured people they were aware of the problems, but said the community also needed to take some responsibility, reporting suspicious behaviour and crimes when they saw them happening.
The building of a new school sports hall has finished in Norwich and is now ready to be kitted out. The £2 million sports hall in Hall Road will be used by schools across Norwich, but predominantly by students from Jane Austen College and the Hewitt Academy. Construction on the site began at the end of last year, and now equipment will be brought into service, sports from trampolining to netball. Jane Austen College head of school, David Thomas, said, "This is a great new facility for both our students and those from the Hewitt Academy, and a great example of how our schools work together across the Inspiration Trust." Students from both of the Inspiration Trust schools have visited the site, which will be ready to use by the time they return from their summer break.
The East of England has seen a steady fall in unemployment rates as 2018 continues, with the current rate sitting at 3.5%, which is 0.3% lower than between December 2017 and February 2018. The statistics released today from the ONS also reveal that men working in the East of England work some of the longest hours in the UK, coming in behind Northern Ireland by working an average of 37.5 hours a week. Likewise, the region's women work the third longest amount of hours every week, coming in behind London and Northern Ireland.
Parents and children queued for up to 6 hours at a Norwich shopping centre as the nation got in a frenzy about cut-price teddies. Customers put in the long hours to take advantage of the Build-A-Bear Pay Your Age offer at Into Chapelfield and across the country. Huge queues snaked around the second floor of the shopping centre as parents and excited children hoped to make it into the store. The Pay Your Age Day at Build-A-Bear Workshop discounted the product to buyers' ages across the United Kingdom stores. Emily Drew from Norwich said she did not previously have the opportunity to build a bear because it is usually quite expensive. The 18-year-old woke up bright and early with her one-year-old daughter to be one of the first in line to secure a bear. Miss Giroux said, I've been here since 8:30 this morning, so 4 hours now. The line was cut just after midday to ensure the first in had their bears dressed best. Some teary-eyed customers missed the chance to build a bear after stores across the UK were forced to close due to an overwhelming and unprecedented response to the sale.
Armed police arrested a man in Norwich after reports of threats being made with an axe. A 35-year-old man remains in police custody after being arrested in connection with the incident. Officers were called to Wensum Park shortly after reports that a man had been threatened by someone armed with an axe. Police, including armed units, attended the scene, and inquiries resulted in a man being arrested at St Martin's Road. An axe was also seized by officers. The man was taken to Wyndham Police Investigation Centre, where he remains for questioning while inquiries continue.
An adventure park was turned purple for a fundraiser for young people affected by bereavement. Bewilderwood was the scene of a giant outdoor family feast as part of Nelson's Journey's Purple Picnic initiative. Around 200 people made their way to the wood in just one of 70 picnics held by businesses, schools and individuals across the county. The event, hosted by the Norwich Office of Financial and Business Advisors Grant Thornton, included face painting, storytelling and a mobile treasure hunt organised by Things Limited. Nelson's Journey provides specialist support for children and young people who have lost someone close to them.
Questions are being asked about why the woman in charge of turning around our two largest health bodies, both of which are failing, will not speak out about the changes planned. Philippa Slinger, Improvement Director at the Region's Mental Health Trust and the county's flagship hospital, was parachuted in by regulator NHS Improvement when the Norfolk and Suffolk Foundation Trust went into special measures in October. And when the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital was rated inadequate last month, she was given the task of making changes there too. This prompted concerns over whether enough time could be dedicated to each trust if Miss Slinger was dividing her time between the two. And after she refused to speak to this newspaper to answer those concerns and talk about her plans, MPs, unions and campaign groups have come together to call for more involvement of patients and staff in the battle to fix our health service. Jan McLachlan from the NHS Norfolk Action Group said, "It's two jobs for one person. We're not happy with the level of public engagement. It's about the patients because it's their services which are failing here." Combined, the two trusts treat more than 1.06 million patients a year, but staff have also been hit hard by the reports. And Unite Lead Officer for Health in East Anglia, Mark Robinson, said they needed to be informed of what changes were being made too. He said, "There needs to be greater transparency and openness so that staff and patients have a greater understanding and involvement in future plans for healthcare across the region."
Both the present and the future are looking bright for our region, as a new report shows that East Anglia is home to three of the five fastest growing city economies in the UK. Cambridge topped the list, with Ipswich second and Norwich fifth nationally, according to the UK Powerhouse study. The report reveals that Ipswich had the second highest recorded rate of GVA growth, a measure of the value of goods and services produced in the UK, in the first 3 months of this year, 2.5%, while Norwich enjoyed a growth rate of 2.4%. Although growth is expected to slow for each of the cities, Ipswich, Norwich and Cambridge are all expected to remain in the top seven places in the rankings. In terms of Norwich, its technology and life science industries are supporting growth across East Anglia, and the city is also a leader in terms of financial services. In order to sustain growth, businesses in the city should look at boosting productivity, particularly in terms of its pockets of low-skilled workers.
One of Norfolk's best-known businesses, Startright, is celebrating completing a year-long course aimed at improving their operation. Startright has enrolled 16 members of their Norwich staff on the Lean programme, which teaches members of staff how to maximise their operational performance at work.
Now we have letters to the evening news.